Now, how do you find guys who will allow you to kick them in the package?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people in the industry that do, like, for instance, that's how I actually met him, Austin Pierce. I met him in the industry, and he's just like, hey, I want to hire you. You want to kick me in the nuts? And I'm like, hell yeah, bring it on. Let's go. And he's like, let's dance, juice bag.
Wow.
Is it freaking you out how Austin is staring at you at all? Because it's creeping me out a little bit.
It's his first time. So,
what? Like, he's never been kicked before?
Well, no, his first time on radio. So he gets a little nervous. So I've been on a few other times, actually, with SBK Live. So
nice.
Oh, those are your boys, aren't they, Drew?
That's my dog, SBK Angel and Cabin.
Have you ever done any package busting on their show?
Actually, no, I did not.
Good.
They just drilled me really hard.
And by drilled you really hard, you mean had sex with you in the studio?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I was just going in that little dirty mind.
Right.
Set,
you Thank
know?
You.
Yeah. Austin, get over there on that mic. What the hell is wrong with you,
Austin,
man?
Yeah, step on up, man.
When did you discover that you were into this whole package destroying scenario?
Probably like 2 years ago.
Okay. And how did you discover? Was it by accident? Somebody kicked you one time and you're like, oh my God, I got immense pleasure out of that.
Totally was just trolling the internet looking for something kinky and came across. It's really big in Britain, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is it? What do you get out of it? Do you just like that hot girls kick you? Is it the feeling you get? What is it?
It's hard to explain. I don't even really know myself, but it's fun and it leads into more, so it's never a bad thing. So
would you let a really hideous girl kick you, or just, you know, hot
I'll
girls?
Let anybody kick me.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you get any sexual pleasure from it, Austin?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, I can get fully.
You can.
Yeah.
He can. He can finish by getting kicked there, right? Is that right?
No,
you can't. Okay,
no.
Sorry.
I was going to say. But pretty darn close.
Aroused.
You can by getting kicked.
Yeah.
Do you want to give it a try, Drew?
I'm good, but thank you for
offering. You're done having kids, so why not give it a whirl?
That's what Angie suggested. When I told her they were coming in, she said, "Well, you could get sterilized. And you'll never have to go through that painful vasectomy." So
Austin, you don't get that sick feeling in your stomach?
No,
that,
never.
What is
I've
that, Drew?
I don't know. I get the
I've never
dull
been
ache.
Hurt, no.
Wow, man.
No.
All right, well, let's make this happen.
You ready? Okay.
Yeah. I'm ready. You ready?
Yeah. Also, we want Danielle to go ahead and kick him today, also. Is that okay with everybody?
I don't
want to
do this because when this was first put up to me, I don't like inflicting pain on people.
No, he doesn't feel any pain. He just said that.
I know, but do you remember, Seth, when we were at FetishCon and we saw that guy and he was literally, he would get kicked and he would jump back and double over
and fall
on the floor?
Yeah, but he liked it. That was all an act, Danielle.
I don't want your crank to touch my foot. Like, let's be very honest.
Why are you yelling at him?
I'm sorry.
I don't want to inflict pain on anybody, but I don't want your filthy crank touching my foot.
I don't want your crank to touch my foot. I will kick you if you want me to, but I'm just, full disclosure, I'm going to go out and I'm going to fully extend my foot and I'm giving you the bottom of my foot.
All right, is that okay with you, Austin?
Perfectly fine.
Renee, is that good form that Danielle just performed in the studio?
It's awesome. Actually, I'm kind of looking forward to it because she is so saucy right now.
Now, Renee, have you ever had anybody give stipulations like the top of my foot can't touch your boys, but the bottom of my foot can touch your crank?
Actually, no, that's the very first time I've ever heard that, which is why it's so
awesome.
Congratulations.
Good job, Danielle. All right, then without further ado, do we want to see him get kicked?
Yeah, do you have a website to promote for Renee? She came all the way from Orlando to do
this
nonsense.
Since she did that, we might as well do that. What's your website, Renee?
It's actually www.brokenkittyproductions.com. It's actually in the process of being built. We're rebuilding it right now because we're actually going to have models go on live.
Yes.
So,
nice.
Yes.
I love webcam shows.
And that's productions with a Z, right?
No, with an S.
With an S. Gotcha. Yes. That is brokenkittyproductions.com.
Yep. And also, there's going to be full cameras up 24/7 in the studio, so you'll even be able to see behind the scenes.
That's the kind of stuff I like to see, the girls just sitting around lounging, combing their hair and stuff, working on their laptops,
it's not
eating, smoking.
Really like that. It's more the most disturbing, disgusting sexual conversations you'll ever hear.
Even better. All right, well then let's have Austin assume the position, and are we gonna have Danielle kick the heck out of his package?
Wait, you want you have maybe Renee goes first, since she's the professional,
right?
And then Danielle can go, and then we'll get Nikki to do it too.
Perfect. Why not? We'll bring in a lot of office girls down here to kick this guy in the nards.
Why not? Are you okay with all that, Austin?
I'm perfectly fine.
He's perfect with it, Drew.
All right. Well,
does this bother you at all, Drew? Are you uncomfortable with what's going to happen? Because I am.
I thought I would be, but no, I can't wait to see what's going on here. So I want to see Renee with her tightly toned abdominal muscles kicking him in the nuts.
Renee, do you verbally abuse Austin before you kick him, or you just kick him and that's all?
Oh, no. I just go straight for the nuts.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and we'll put the mic down there so we can hear the full impact, Danielle.
Yeah, Danielle, you're okay, Danielle, putting the mic near his package?
Yes, I'm fine with that. I just don't want to touch it with my foot.
Sure.
I don't think it's that weird.
I don't think it's that weird either. All right, we're putting the mic down near Austin's crank.
Boxers or jeans?
Boxers, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, boxers, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if you're going to be a grizzly that gets kicked in the nards. He's getting down to the boxers.
Oh, yeah, those are some nice red ones, Danielle. Do you like them? Come on, he's a nice guy. He wants you to do it.
He's super. Don't disrespect my Orlando fans. All right, Austin's in his boxers. Now Renee Phoenix is going to rear back.
Wait, hold on. Nikki, do you want to get over there to get a better view of the pick?
Yeah,
I feel like I'm in your way. We really need to capture this moment.
We do.
We can't do 15 takes unless Austin really wants it.
No, he's going to walk out here swollen with them in a wheelbarrow.
All right, here we go.
All right, here goes Renee. And one more.
Ten.
Oh, God.
No, one more.
No. For good luck.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get a good one.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Nice shoes.
Oh! Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to do this.
Garaba, what do you think about that?
I thought I could handle that a lot better than I did. I turned away after the third one.
Austin, how was that? You got kicked 11 times in the unit.
Perfectly fine.
You're not feeling anything but pleasure right now.
Nope.
Wow.
I'm good.
Danielle, see if he's erect right now.
No! Get the hell out of here.
All right, now, Danielle, are you ready to kick Austin some more?
Renee, do you feel like you did a good job there?
Not really. I could actually do it a lot better if I had my shoe off.
Oh, if you had your shoe off, do you want to take your shoes off and do it better?
I could.
I mean, it's up, Drew, I mean, whatever you can handle here. I mean,
let's let Danielle have a shot first.
Apparently, I'm getting immense pleasure out of all this.
Yes, you are.
I don't want it to stop.
Pain is just weakness leaving the body.
All right, Danielle, go ahead and get in there.
Oh,
are you putting?
Gosh.
Okay, you put
yes.
a heel on. You're going to kick him with your heel?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You're brutal.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Danielle. Right. Rear back. Call him names while you're kicking him,
too. I'm not really a big fan that you're in your briefs.
Look at him. Look at him.
I don't want to.
You're going
to
kick him in the face.
I don't want to look at him. Oh, God.
Hold on. All right, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You hit him in the quadriceps.
You told me to.
You hit him in the quadriceps.
You told me to.
He's hurt.
Oh, my God. He's doubled over.
Yeah, you got me in the leg.
You got him in the leg, Danielle.
I'm sorry.
It's like when Ed Norton punched Brad Pitt in Fight Club in the ear. You got me in the ear, man.
I'm sorry that I'm not a professional crank kicker over here.
Oh, my gosh.
Renee, do you think that Danielle should give it one more try? Because, I mean, she really missed the mark on that.
I think she should. Yeah. Just one more time.
One more, that's
Danielle,
it.
Danielle, look at your target.
Yeah, see what you're kicking.
Worship the target. Look at it. Get a mental picture. And now abuse the target.
Yeah, do it. Kick the target.
Oh, my gosh. What?
What?
Sorry. It was easier that time. Sorry.
Hey, Danielle, you're not going to leave the show crying today, are you?
No. What I saw, I will never describe what I saw in the dungeon, but it is something. I felt like I was part of something illegal, and I felt very bad, and I probably will never be able to go back to FetishCon because of it. But this didn't make me feel that way. I'm sorry.
Why are you the one that's uncomfortable?
I don't know.
Look at Austin. Talk to Austin. He could take that all day.
Dude, Austin, I don't know how you do it, man.
Special skills.
Oh,
best in the business.
Oh, you are, dude. Michael Jordan of getting kicked in the package.
Thank you.
Austin, you take pride in that you can get the most kicks and not have any trouble with it?
I do.
He is the Michael Jordan of getting kicked in the package, for sure. Austin, thank you so much,
Thank you for suffering for us, dude.
Oh, my pleasure. Renee Phoenix, she is at Renee Phoenix on the Twitter machine. Thanks, you guys. You're great. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I hope everybody enjoyed that as much as I did.
I feel like that was just so wrong.
Wrong? No. I mean, everybody liked it. Everybody was a willing participant except Danielle.
Did you see where Danielle kicked him that first time?
Yeah, she kicked him in his quad.
I was trying not to make eye contact with it.
Well, you missed, Danielle.
Well, I know, and then I had to make brief eye contact so I could make sure where my foot was going.
I know you were a big softball player back in the day. Never take your eye off the ball.
I was never. Are you implying that I'm a lesbian?
No, I'm implying that you're very athletic and you played shortstop.
I'm not athletic at all.
For the Largo City softball
Largo City Argonauts.
Yes.
I think I have some of the kicks if you want to hear them.
This guy took 11 kicks and then a couple from Danielle.
Yeah, I tried to isolate the kicks as best I could. Let's see if these are them.
Oh my God, is that seven?
Ow!
Eight!
Nine! And one more.
Ten!
Oh.
Wait, now why is Danielle screaming, ow? She wasn't doing the kicking. She was just standing there, and you're yelling, ow, when he's the one getting kicked.
Because I knew that I was about to hit him next, and I could, I was very uncomfortable.
Did you hear her? Ow! No. Ow!
Well, I was yelling, oh, and I was all the way across the room. I mean, this was not easy to see and hear.
We got
to
do this every week.
No.
Yes.
Drew Garabo Live is back.
All right, we have Taylor Raz, fetish model in town for FetishCon, of course, August 2nd through the 5th at Tampa Convention Center. The website, fetishcon.com. Taylor, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Certainly a pleasure. Boy, so many fetishes to get to, Seth, from foot worship to tickling to foot smelling to foot play and balloons.
Taylor, is it your website? What is it? Firsttimefootsmellers.com. Is that the website?
I do have First Time Foot Smellers. I've got the Foot Infatuation. I've got Taylor's Fetish Emporium.
Wow. What is First Time? What is firsttimefootsmellers.com?
First Time Foot Smellers is girls who have never smelled feet for their first time, and they're going to. And it's either forced, where the it's POV, where you are the camera.
That's
watching
point
the video.
Of view.
Yeah,
and,
no, I know. I can get into that. I forcefully smelling somebody's feet.
Yeah.
So you say, I really want you to smell your feet. And the girl goes, please don't make me. Please don't make me smell my feet. I really don't want to. And they'll do it. Like, oh my God. This smells so bad. Oh, please don't make me do it. Please. And then there's also the girls who smell feet for the first time and they're scared. And then they might smell and then they enjoy it. Oh, that smells so good.
Oh, my God.
Taylor, you seem kind of young. When did you learn about this seedy world of foot smelling, feet smelling?
Well, I accidentally fell into it by a casting call for females with high arched feet. And I said, yes, you're going to pay me to do foot fetish modeling and tickling, and went to that first foot fetish shoot and tickling, and that was 2 years ago, right a week before FetishCon, and the model that I filmed with, she said, you've got to go to this FetishCon. I went, and literally going there booked 2 days solid of work just from producers going around saying, hey, I like your look. Do you want
to
go?
Your feet.
Right. Do you want to go up to my hotel room and can I tie you up and pay you?
Oh,
which,
wow.
You know, hey, you might want to bring another friend with you or get your references.
Are they filming you when you do that? Or are they just, is it for their own personal pleasure?
That all depends. There are guys with cameras, what we call them GWCs. That you need to be aware of.
Sure.
Watch out for those guys.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of the girls, when they go, if anyone listening that you're thinking, hey, maybe I want to go to FetishCon, pick up some extra work, just try it out, get your references, make sure they have a website. But it's a lot of fun. And I tried everything from that very first time, from belly punching, just getting wailed on for 20 minutes. But you get paid a good solid amount of money. And I said, I want to try it. I want to see what fetishes I can get into, what I don't. And I've really picked up tickling and foot worship and foot fetish and balloons. Those are some of the
big ones. We've got Taylor Raz, fetish model, in the studio with us. She'll be at, of course, FetishCon August 2nd through 5th.
So I don't want to, you know, keep harping on this foot fetish thing. But so I could hire you and then tell you to bring a friend to come to my house, or not me, somebody like Drew Garabo, then you do the foot worship with your friend, and then I just sit in the corner and watch. That's pretty much how it goes. And then I can do whatever I want to myself. Is that how it goes? Or Drew can do whatever he wants to himself?
Not with me. I'll call the cops.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Good to know.
No, I mean, I'm sure you can find girls, but that's not really what the true fetish models are about. That's not really what FetishCon is about. I encourage everyone to go and at least just sit at the bar, and you will see all the girls will be dressed up, superheroes, latex. You'll see every sort of person there. You'll see guys being trampled. They'll just lay in front of the bar. And so when the girls go up to order their drinks, they go and stand on the guy. And they ask. I had one time last year where there were five of us girls on one guy, one on the face, chest, like all down his body. We're just sitting there trampling and jumping up and down. And they love it. They love it.
What does it say about a guy that would be into something like that, Seth?
He's a little disturbed.
Just a little bit. Now, I noticed here you said you've got a sprain specialty fetish. What is that all about?
Here's the thing about any fetish. There's a million different aspects to it. So the sprain fetish in and of itself could be that you know, hey, I'm Danielle and I sprained my ankle and Drew's making me come into work, that jerk.
Damn right.
And so she's just crutching around and she's got her ankle sprained. She can't get around work and it hurts so bad. And she just sits there and complains for 10 minutes on the video of how bad her ankle hurts, tries to walk on it, sprains it again, falls over, how painful it is, the pain aspect. Then there's also the sprain fetish where the girls enjoy the pain because pain can give you a high sometimes. That's why a lot of girls do like the bondage from the hanging with the ropes and the suspension. So maybe the sprain turns them on and they love the pain so much that they want to keep spraining their ankle. It just hurts so bad. They love it.
Hold on, I wrote this down. What is the small penis humiliation?
Oh,
and
boy.
Do you do that one?
I do any sort of fetish that any fan is willing to email me and pay money for their specific fetish to be demonstrated. I have done small penis fetish before. I have guys that send me pictures of their small penis and said, could you please just tell me what you think of my penis? And you sit there and you're like, what do you do? You masturbate with two fingers.
Oh, no.
You would never be able to have sex with any of us girls because we would never be able to feel it. What do you do?
And they get off on being humiliated like that.
Absolutely. Completely and totally. Same with foot fetish. If you sit there and you say, I cannot believe you want me to smell my feet. You're probably sitting in your mother's basement because you're such a loser that you don't even have your own house.
You're probably right when you say that, too.
And you stole your mom's credit card to buy this clip and you're paying for... for a fetish video, I can't believe you'll never find a girlfriend or a wife or anything
like that.
Does that
stuff come easy for you when you have to humiliate somebody, or do you have to sit down and go, man, I don't know what to say to this guy. He's got an average size crank, and I really have to make it feel small.
Well, that's kind of, it's whatever comes to your mind, and you're just honest about it. And it's also acting. That's a lot of it. Some girls come and they say, I really want to model for you, Tay. I want to be hired for your websites. And my
that's
number
what Danielle
one,
was saying before you came in.
Right? She's cute, all her.
Oh, yeah.
And my number one requirement is that a girl sends a picture of her smiling, because the first priority that I have with my models is that they're safe and having fun. Mm. Because you cannot go into any of these shoots and say, oh, I'm really in a bad mood, I don't feel like doing this, or I'm really shy and I'm really nervous. You have to be willing to act. And maybe you really don't like feet. Maybe this girl has a fear of feet. Well, I'll wash our feet. We'll towel them off and wear socks to walk around. Everything's perfectly clean. But if you sit there and you act like you're pouting and nobody's going to want to buy your clip. Nobody's going to really like you. It's all about acting if you don't truly have the fetishes. I mean,
gotcha.
Well, I'll have Danielle do a couple things here in a little bit and she's going to become a fetish model.
Hey, before we have Danielle do what you have planned for, Danielle, can you come over here and practice small penis humiliation with Drew? And just, Taylor, just let him know how he does, or how Danielle does.
All right, Drew, let me just fake see what you're working with.
Okay. Zip.
Oh, that's disgusting. How did you even have a child with that? That is the smallest crank I have ever seen in my life. Do you even have to wear boxer shorts? Because it doesn't look like you need to conceal anything underneath of those shorts. How was that?
That was really good.
Thank you.
Bitch. Wow, that's effective. Now,
why would somebody pay for that?
I don't know. Like, I would pay to her ever not say that anymore.
You're
like,
blushing.
I mean, it's because really I felt like
you.
I had a pretty good size, but
no,
now I feel
do.
Like I don't. No, I don't.
No,
Danielle
you do.
Thinks I'm small.
I'm here to pump you back
up. Oh, yeah.
Big
all right. Boy. Yeah, that's yeah. Right. I'm working with an animal down there. Okay, now do we want to have her demonstrate some fetishes on Danielle?
I think that'll work.
Clearly. Danielle, go ahead and take Seth's microphone or her mic.
Over here,
okay.
And then you can. What are you going to do? The tickling?
Yeah, I think tickling is a really, really good one to start with.
Probably.
I need your feet.
Oh, no, you're tickling my feet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Take those high sandals off.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I'll smell those.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, get her. She's kicking her in the face.
Oh my God.
Oh, Danielle's on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you love it.
It's all fun and games until somebody gets a spinal fracture.
She's making me sit down.
Do it again. Hold on.
All right.
I'm not where I need to be.
Me either, but I'm close. Good job booking this guest, Danielle.
Wow.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Oh, boy.
My goodness.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible.
Danielle just got tickle fetished.
I'm really sorry. By the way, I just kicked her in her arm. I'm very sorry.
That's great.
No, we'll get done with shoots and the girls will be completely bruised up. There's some girls like that that you have to put in bondage.
Taylor Raz, fetish model. She'll be at FetishCon August 2nd through 5th. Of course, you can check her out at firsttimefootsmellers.com, taylorraz.com, tickleaddiction.com.
Now, I see you have some balloons over there. What goes on with those? Are you able to blow those up? Because I see that you're still out of breath from the tickling fetish.
I will be able to blow them up. I really want Danielle to try this one, too. We've got two different types of fetish, but we're going to do the blow to pop first. Blow to pop. And you'll see a lot of this at FetishCon. There'll be people all around doing different balloon competitions.
All right. Here we go with the blow to pop fetish.
So the first one of us that pops it basically is the winner of this?
Right.
Okay. All right. It's like a carnival game. All right. Here they go. They're blowing.
Do we chant or anything
blow,
like that?
Blow. Blow,
I was thinking about that chant, but
blow to pop.
There's got to be a better chant than that one.
Oh, blow harder. Blow. All right. Oh, it's even. Danielle's orange balloon and Taylor's pink balloon. Look at Danielle blow.
That's such a big balloon.
Oh, my God.
It's
blow
so
it.
Big.
Blow it till it pops. Oh, it's going to pop.
Ah! Ah! Damn it. Ah! Damn it. Ah! I was so close.
I turned on.
Damn it, I was so close.
Oh, yeah.
You got balloon shards all over your studio. Congratulations. Yes.
Leave those shards over there.
Please. Oh, my God. So that's the blow to pop fetish.
That is blow
to pop. Guys, get off
fetish.
On that.
Absolutely.
Okay. You learn something new every day.
Am I allowed to explain kind of why?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
I do believe that the blow to pop has a lot to do with building up the intensity or like describing a female's orgasm. It's a buildup, and then it explodes.
Sure.
I'm going to start blowing up some of these balloons so we can demonstrate sit to pop.
That's a big one. I've heard about the sitting on balloons
Blow
before.
Blow to pop, sit to pop. Gotcha.
All right.
I literally can't
it's
do
okay.
that.
It's okay, Danielle.
It's all right. I wouldn't pay for that clip then.
Nope. So you're going to sit on that, and it's going to pop. That hence the sit to pop.
That works for me.
Yeah. Taylor's blowing a blue balloon now. She'll be sitting on these balloons and popping
Danielle,
them.
Danielle, are you going to sit on any balloons at all?
Yeah, I'll sit on these balloons. I got to win something. I mean, yeah. I just got my ass handed to
me.
I don't think
you're cut out to be a fetish model.
I don't think so either, and I'm okay with that.
At least not a blow-to-pop model.
No, she completely is. And that's the wonderful thing, too, is I tell models that I hire mild to wild. There's girls that I do hire porn stars. I just flew in Vanessa Cage from L.A. She got in last night.
Sure.
And she's staying at my place for the week, and she'll be filming with us. So I shoot porn stars all the way to the girls that say, I don't even want to get in a bikini, and I don't want to get naked. I want to keep all my clothes on, and I don't want to do anything that's even sexual related in the verbal context. And I say, that's fine. Then we'll just do foot worship or foot smelling or balloons or tickling where we're
foot
not
smelling.
Talking about anything. So if anybody finds your work, you won't be embarrassed. Like, what are you going to say to them? Oh, hey, I just got paid $75 an hour to sit on balloons, and you're getting paid how much to sit in your boring desk job that you hate?
Well, why is that person always worried about getting caught? How come nobody ever says, hey, you were looking for balloon popping videos and you found me?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're all using a fake name. It's a stage name just to protect yourself, protect your identity. And the only way someone could find the work is if they have the fetish themselves and they're searching for the content. So
yeah, no one just says, hey, I found your balloon popping video on USA Today by accident.
Right. I was trying to Wikipedia the Second Amendment and accidentally found balloon popping. It was really weird. All right, Danielle's sitting to pop.
So we're going to demonstrate the sit to pop. And one thing that you have to know is the little nipple part right here has to be facing out so the camera can see it.
Okay.
And I think that
will understand what I talk about or what I'm meaning, why this has to be out to the front when we demonstrate bouncing on this before.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Very disturbed look by Danielle. Here goes the sit to pop. They're bouncing.
I'm just popping.
Why aren't you bouncing?
Yeah, bounce.
Why can't you bounce?
Sit to pop.
We're just going to bounce.
Okay.
And then it'll
there you go.
Like you're sitting on a trampoline and you're just bouncing.
Yeah,
there you go.
But do you see that it's the neck is extending?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Take a look over there, Drew. Go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, naughty, naughty. Oh,
oh! Oh,
no.
God.
Oh, I've been shot.
Oh!
I am not bouncing on that for reasons that you will be able to see when you see that video at facebook.com/themorningx.
Is it a fetish to smell the piece of balloon now?
It could be a smell. The smell of latex is good, but what they really like, and especially with the blow to pop, if the girl is really blowing hard, she's got hot air, it's the condensation inside, you can pick up the balloon shards, and it's all moist and dripping with the spit.
Oh, my gosh.
What's happening?
It was. Here, give me that shard back, Danielle. I want to smell it again and caress it. Here, Drew, here, go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Taylor, thank you very much for being here again. FetishCon, August 2nd through 5th at the Tampa Convention Center. The website, fetishcon.com. You can go to taylorraz.com and check out all the fetishes she is into. Thank you so much for being here. You're awesome, and I hope this has been enjoyable for you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Smell my feet! I just wanted to say that. Thank you very much.
Wow.
She's,
That's great stuff.
Well, until she gets out of here. That's a good-looking fetish model.
It is.
I mean, I have not... Usually, the fetish models, I...
They have the gothic feel to them.
Yes, yes. But she has more of a classic porn star feel to her.
What's a classic porn star?
You know, tall, blonde, skinny, belly button piercing.
Yeah, you're right. That works.
She's on Facebook, facebook.com/TheMorningX. There's a picture of her using her hands as a bra.
Danielle, do you want to come in here and humiliate Drew again? Do you want him to tickle your feet?
Nobody is touching my feet again. That I did not expect.
Oh, tell me there's a small penis fetish going on right now.
Whoa, is there? Did you put something down? Down there?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, I put what God gave me down there.
Dude. All right, just get here. I don't want to see it anymore. Yeah, press up against the counter. There you go. Okay. Danielle, I tweeted out that picture of Taylor Raz tickling your feet.
Awesome. Thank you.
The perverts love it.
I can't wait to start getting these people, as I assume they will be near me on Twitter soon.
I can't believe you didn't get them already.